From New York City to the Netherlands, innovation helps cities tackle coastal flooding. Hurricanes are among the most devastating natural perils in the US, posing a major threat to lives, businesses, and essential infrastructure. They are also among the most expensive, especially in coastal regions, which have been focal points for the country's population growth over the past 50 years. According to the Swiss Re Institute report, Changing Climates, the heat is still on. The UN-sponsored Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change points out that the US, along with Central Europe and Southeast Asia, are the regions to continue to experience severe weather events. Take Hurricane Sandy, one of the most destructive and costly storms in US history. Damage estimates, based on 2012 values, will top $60 billion. In New York City, economic losses are estimated at exceeding $18 billion. It accounted for about $60 billion of uninsured losses. While Gulf Coast states like Florida and Louisiana are often worst hit, America's eastern seaboard also proved dangerously vulnerable. Sandy inflicted over $19 billion of damage in New York City and killed 44 residents after it battered the East Coast on October 29, 2012. The impact on New York City, which saw low-lying neighborhoods inundated by a storm surge, was profound and permanent. The damage to West Beth Artists Colony, a cultural icon in Manhattan's West Village, exemplifies the scale of the loss. Originally built for Western Electric in 1868, the complex was later turned into one of the world's most important research centers by Bell Laboratories. In 1970, it became the West Beth Artists Housing, a New York City landmark in the heart of Greenwich Village and a testament to the city's rich artistic heritage. Providing affordable housing, studio space, galleries, and workshops for artists, performers, writers, filmmakers, and other creatives, the West Beth stood next to the Hudson River for over 144 years before the climate crisis brought its waters crashing in. My friend Judith Dos Santos was one of the hundreds of resident artists whose lives were dealt a devastating blow by Sandy that evening. Judith, an installation artist, lost crates containing two complete series of works and large parts of her seminal news packages series when the complex's basement, a hub of creativity housing galleries, studios, and art storage, was overwhelmed by unprecedentedly high waters. The storm surge destroyed everything, from archived art to boilers and elevators, leaving the building and many livelihoods in disrepair. It is difficult to quantify the magnitude of Judith's loss. The artwork's monetary worth was only part of their value. Artists must continuously create and progress to be viable players in the art market, and the destroyed works represented over 40 years of creative evolution. For her, like many other West Beth residents who lost large parts of their career output, the losses were irreplaceable. Wake up call. They say there are two New York cities, one before Sandy and one after, for the city has since embraced the climate challenge, galvanizing the fighting spirit that helped it rebuild after 9/11. The city has also become a touchstone for urban sustainability. 1 year after Sandy, the New York Mayor's Office launched Adapt NYC, an initiative designed to identify climate threats and plan mitigation and adaptation strategies. By 2019, the city had introduced Local Law 97, which introduced strict emission limits on buildings, new and old, over 25,000 square feet. As a result, even the 90-year-old Empire State Building has become a sustainability icon, demonstrating the economic viability of investing in energy efficiency. New York City launched, among other measures, a pilot program to protect and provide parametric coverage for excess rainfall and storm surge events for the most vulnerable residents from future weather catastrophes. This unique initiative resulted from collaboration among several stakeholders from the public and private sectors and may serve as a potential blueprint for other regions. The city's main climate goals are mitigating extreme heat and adapting to coastal flooding and extreme rainfall. We have come a long way from the famous scenes of New Yorkers cooling off in the streets next to open fire hydrants. Initiatives tackling the impact of extreme heat include a program to extend canopy cover by planting 36,000 new trees and a series of interactive online maps showing where to find shaded areas and parks with water features. Ongoing upgrades to the sewer system are meanwhile increasing stormwater capture and helping the city deal with extreme rainfall. New York has also developed a network of blue belts, ecologically rich nature drainage systems and wetlands that handle runoff from streets and sidewalks to prevent flooding. The city has completed 84 blue belt projects across 3 boroughs to date. Coastal flood adaptation retains a larger challenge, however. Some of the more dramatic proposals to protect Manhattan involve building seawalls that would limit public access to the waterfront. For instance, the US Army Corps of Engineers recently unveiled a coastal resiliency plan that would create dozens of miles of flood walls, storm surge barriers, levees, and artificial embankments across New York and New Jersey. But critics claim the $52.6 billion proposal will ruin the shoreline, while leaving 40% of vulnerable areas still at risk of coastal flooding. Using nature. So what alternatives might the city consider? Some experts have suggested that New York seek inspiration and assistance from the Netherlands, which faces even greater flooding challenges, but has developed highly effective ways of combating them. With almost 60% of its lands vulnerable to floods, the low-lying country has implemented one of the most outstanding adaptation solutions, the Room for the River program. Working with rather than against nature, the project gives rivers space to safely discharge excess water by lowering dikes, creating water buffers, relocating levees, deepening side channels, and building flood bypasses. The program, completed in 2022, installed these various measures at 30 sites around 4 rivers, the Rhine, the Meuse, the Waal, and the Jessel. Its goal was to restore the river's natural floodplains, giving them extra capacity to cope with higher discharges produced by climate change, and, in turn, reducing the risk of flooding in more populated areas. The measures also improved the river's and region's biodiversity while creating opportunities for recreational spaces like waterfront promenades. The Room for a River approach demonstrates that restoring nature can be more effective than attempting to contain it within concrete. And there are countless other innovative solutions to coastal flooding. As cities and regions adapt to climate change, collaboration across borders must ensure that best practices are shared and replicated.